In Illinois news, less than 2% of public elementary school teachers are Black or Latino men. The U of I at Chicago is trying to change that by offering free tuition and room and board to Black and Latino students studying to become teachers. Alfred Tatum is dean of UIC's College of Education. Speaking on the public radio show The 21st, he says having a male African-American or Latino teacher can improve high school graduation rates and college enrollment and decrease suspension rates.
If they have a teacher who looks like them, they don't carry the additional burden of trying to explain or negotiate their identity, and that gives them more affordances to focus on the academics.
Tatum says it also signals to other students that the field of education is for men as well as women. The program known as Call Me Mister is modeled after an initiative that began at Clemson University in South Carolina in the year 2000. In other news, a new law could transform the prestigious Illinois Math and Science Academy eventually. Dusty Rhodes has more.
The Brainiac Boarding School, usually referred to as IMSA, has always been open only to Illinois residents. It holds 650 students who pay only nominal costs, but now, thanks to a new law, IMSA can admit students from outside the state or even the country. They will have to pay about $50,000 per year. School President Jose Torres hoped to use those dollars to build a big new dorm. However, since lawmakers don't want to decrease the number of Illinois students, that new dorm has to come first.
Because we made commitments that 650 Illinois students would continue to come to IMSA. And so we can't really begin to bring non-Illinois students until we have additional beds.
75% of IMSA students still must come from Illinois. Torres predicts the first out-of-state students may enroll in fall of 2022. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Former Illinois Republican Congressman Aaron Schock wants to move his corruption trial from a federal court in Urbana to Peoria. His attorneys argue that because a number of the allegations occurred in Peoria, the trial should be held in that city. It's the second time Schock's attorneys have sought to move his case to Peoria. Schock resigned in 2015 and was indicted on allegations of misusing funds in 2016. The removal of U.S. District Judge Colin Bruce from Schock's case was announced last week after the discovery of an email exchange between the judge and a member of the U.S. Attorney's Office. This is Illinois News on your NPR News station. I'm Jenna Dooley.
I'm Jennifer Fuller with this news. Southern Illinois University's budget took center stage again as the Illinois House Higher Education Committee took its listening tour from Carbondale to Edwardsville yesterday. Chancellor Randy Pembroke began the call for more equitable distribution of state funding. It's currently divided at roughly 64% for SIU Carbondale and 36% for SIU Edwardsville. SIU Edwardsville Faculty Association President Kim Archer says because of that disparity, the campus wants the General Assembly to get involved.
I no longer have faith that this Board of Trustees will do this equitably. We have decades of knowledge that says they won't. I would like to see the General Assembly take a hand in this to ensure that it's fair.
To the question of whether SIU Carbondale and SIU Edwardsville should split, some who testified say that would be the best option. Others say reconstituting the Board of Trustees would be a step in the right direction. Lawmakers say they're taking both days of testimony in Carbondale and Edwardsville as they move forward with potential legislation and funding decisions. The Trump administration has proposed a major rollback in Obama-era restrictions on climate change emissions from coal-fired power plants. The plan announced yesterday gives states more discretion in choosing how to regulate them. Congressman Mike Bost of Murfreesboro says he supports that move.
We have some of the cleanest coal-burning power plants in the world right now. We should go ahead and look at those standards and meet those standards that we have. The new ones were almost to a level that they were not able to be obtained.
The EPA says the move promotes energy independence. Environmental groups say it'll harm the fight against global warming. I'm Jennifer Fuller.